eyes closed, our hands lifted up to God. Jesus is here. And Jesus is here. Oh, is here.
Privilege, O God, that we have to sit in your presence. We do not just believe because we've sang it in song. We believe because it's what you have told us, O God. And we know that you are here, Father. Since the beginning of today, Lord, you have been blessing us, O God. With your word, Father, you have been making our hearts happy, O God. You've been correcting us, you've been rebuking us when necessary, O God. We thank you, eternal Father. That is our essence of living, is to be more like you, O God. We thank you for the privilege, O God. Because many people out there don't have this opportunity that we have. But we have the opportunity to hear your word. We have the opportunity to sit down and receive rebuke, O God. Not that we will go back or go out worse off, but it's with the intent of we going out better, O God. We thank you, eternal Father. We pray, Father, that this, O God, and many more that you are doing and you have done will be permanent in our life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for what you've done, O God, in the morning. O Father, we pray that you continue with us, O God. Just a little time again, Father. May you rejoice our heart, O God. Bless us, O Father. Bless us, O God, in the reading of your word. And love, if you quote, O God, your prophet, O God, may you bless our heart, O God. Bless the pastor, O God. Bless the associate. Once again, Father, standing in the gap for him, O God. May you continue to strengthen him, O God. May your servant not break down, O Father. Be their help, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for Baba the evangelist. Lord, may you continue to strengthen him, O God. This man has served you with all that is within them, Father. May their latter years be more gracious, O God. May they enjoy it in good and perfect health, O God, to the glory and honor of your name. May they see wonderful fruits, O God, from their ministry, Father. Grant it in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, for Brother Wumi, O God, Brother Femi, O God. They have gone in your service, Father. May your labor, O God, may their labor, O God, over your people not be in vain. Bless every officers of the church. Bless the musician, every brother, every sister, everyone that is contributing, O God, for the success, O God, of your kingdom. May you reward them, O God. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Judges, chapter 6, without wasting our time, so that we can sit. Start our reading from verse 1. So that we can get a clearer picture. Judges chapter 6, verse 1. All right. Said, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains, and caves, and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites, the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they came against them and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come unto Gaza, and left no substance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. For both they and their camels were without number. You can just think of it. And they enter into the land to destroy it. That was their intent. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. The children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I deliver you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drove them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abishrite, and his son Gideon, threshed wheat by the winepress, to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord, look at that word, capital letter, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in these thy mouth, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And may the Lord bless the reading and hearing of that portion of his word in our hearts. You can please take the comfort of your seats. God bless you. And thank you for your patience. Thank you for waiting again for this second part of the service. Amen. Thou mighty man of valor. That's our text. We'll continue from where we stopped on Wednesday. Amen. Now, I just want us to, as the prophet said, let us bring Israelites, you know, let's not put the blame on them. Let's not put the fault on them. Let's bring the blame on ourselves. Because the reason why the word of God called is so that we can learn. Amen. These things are written for our example. Amen. That's what he told us. So, the intent is so that we can learn from their mistake and see how they walk. As the prophet preached the message leadership, and the prophet was giving the order that the first step that the child would take, it is the mother. And he went further and said, the next step is the father. Amen. And Brother Brown said, when the father is giving his own, it's higher than the mother. Amen. He said, because why? The father understands better. When he was taking his step as a child, he had taken certain steps that he made mistake. Amen. And when he's advising junior, he will tell junior, just as the associate pastor said in the morning, he that has an ear, let him hear. You see, people sometimes will think they are wise. And you say this, the man that is older, you will pass it. I don't know so much of you, but he said, but you cannot have, you can have fine clothes more than an old man. But you cannot have right like old man.
That one I remember very well because my dad will always quote it to us. Say, this thing you people are doing, you think you know better than us. You don't know, but we've passed this way before. And that is just the truth. May God help us. That is just the truth. You see, you cannot know more than the prophet. Amen. Do you agree with me? If you think that you want to jump his own protocol, which is not his own, somebody was responsible. Somebody sent him here. Amen. I think you want to jump the pastor, you will miss it. Amen. If it is me, too, I will miss it. We must follow the order. That's why I gave us COD, church, conduct, order, and doctrine. Amen. That's why I preach church order. I didn't preach it for fun. You want the blessing of God, you must follow the order. Amen. And they advise you, the way you are going like this is not, it's not right. Retrace your step, but you think you know better. May God have mercy on us. But Brown say you know, and that's where, you know, I know that's not where we stop, but we read this quote on Wednesday. But Brown said, when we get into trouble, you know, that's when we remember God. And Brown says, Satan cannot set a foot on you until you get away from God. Is that correct? A good picture is this one that we read. The children of Israel. That's why I read from verse 1 of that Judges chapter 6. If God help you, you go to your home and read through all the accounts. That's why, as we said on Wednesday, the reason why we suffer many things, we don't read the Bible. Yeah. We don't read the Bible. Proverbs say, when God has helped you, you have come this far. How you can sustain yourself in the journey? You read the Bible and you pray. But many of us, we depend on what we hear in the church. And when we finish this Sunday, some people will not open their Bible till next Sunday again. May God have mercy upon you. No wonder, as you heard this morning, a half-time Christian, part-time Christian, cannot fight a full-time devil. And that is the truth. You eat only ever. You go to get kwashoko. Because full of carbohydrates, you get some kind of sickness and you die. You must eat balanced diet. Come for prayer meeting. Do your all night. If God give you grace, do it. Have your own personal consecration. Have your own personal devotion. Have the time that you go on a retreat. We don't say those things for fun. Even the prophet practices it. Amen. You see certain things are not going well in your life or in your house. Carry your Bible. Tell your wife. She says, this thing where they happen, I don't understand. Just give me 2 days. I want to go and consult God. And you think the person will come back and God will not answer the person? I said you were joking when you went. Of course, you must meet the pastor before you go. Amen. Let me balance it. Yeah. You go like that and you think God will not give you an answer. You might say, but that is the problem of man. Usually when we get away from God, trouble comes in. And that was what happened. If you go, just look at verse 1 of that Judges chapter 1. When the children of Israel, they left God. An enemy came on them, Midianites. Until the people that had the promise, they were not hiding. Amen. Their house, they could not stay in their house. They could not stay on their farm. Like what is happening in our country now. Fulani man will kill you. Then they go and hide inside cave. Mountains, they begin to carve inside the mountain, carve den for themselves. Carve caves, you know. Their own house, they use their money build. Or you use your money buy. It could not stay there. You stay there, you want to die. And we will finish you. Then they left and hide inside cave. People of promise. Just as it was in the time of David and Goliath. Something like that. Just look at it. It is usually problematic for people with no name. And that's our problem. A little thing, God just blow his help on us. We think everything is fine, we forget God. Before you know, they get into the world again. We must say, and that is it. That is why we thank God for this church. Amen. And we thank God for the message of the hour. If there is no, if we don't have this church, Ali, we thank God for Malachi 4. Like I used to tell my own family, if I am not in this house, you should get to the point that you can stand alone and say, God, if there is no daddy, if there is no church, if there is nobody, I stand with you. So Brother said that was what God was telling Gideon here. He said he doesn't need multitude. When God said, I am with you, Gideon, he said, where? If you be with me, he doesn't need so many people. He said, all he needs is you and him. You and him. He doesn't even need your wife in the matter. I'm talking of personal relationship with your maker. You don't need your wife, you don't need the next fellow. That's why, like I tell people, what the next person is saying, you know they consign me. At the year, but you know they consign me. Make I open my door, I mean I see. Yeah. You know they consign me. We like talk, you are just talking your own. As Pastor we say, every man is entitled to his opinion. Yeah, you got your own opinion, I got mine. May God help us. It is me and God in this race. Do you know who you are? That is it. If you know who you are, Satan cannot mesmerize you. You're a mighty man of valor. Just as we had in the morning. You know that we're in a spiritual warfare. If you are conscious of that, of course, you know, soldier, just as we are. We're not talking of police. We're talking of a military man. It doesn't play. You know that every time. That is why you keep yourself guarded. As you are entering your office, you are praying. You are going on the street, you are praying. You are going everywhere. Because you know Satan uses vessels. I'm not saying the man is a devil, but he uses vessels. He can use any man that releases himself. So when I see Satan is using this man, my yard go full. Yeah. Oh, yes, I understand. No fight. But I don't give you your distance. I understand I'm in a warfare. If I'm in a warfare, how do I behave? Do I get angry with the fellow? That's not the spirit of God. Do I kill him? No, that's not the spirit of God. How will Christ act in that situation? That's it. May God help us. Will Christ gossip his neighbor? Will Christ bite his neighbor? Will he talk him down? Then check your life. Check yourself. Let me check myself. Amen. Thou mighty man of valor. Know yourself. Don't allow another person to tell you who you are. You know yourself for yourself. Your life will be better off. May God help us. Now, Proverbs says, you see, the devil can't set a foot on you until you get away from God. Now, paragraph 45 from the message, if God be with us, then why? Where is all the miracles? Proverbs says, and God always sends the people a true servant. Amen. He sent the people a true servant, a true prophet that will bring the true word of God. Do you believe that? That's right. That will bring the true word of God, and the word of God is what delivers the people. Are you getting that? Like Pastor Israel just was preaching a few days ago. I said, there is nothing like deliverance, whatever program that people used to organize. What delivers the people is the word of God. If they gather somewhere and say they are doing deliverance, whatever, they are just trying to chop your money. Yeah, that's what this church are doing today. When the prophet said they are launched. What deliver is the word of God. Have the word of God. This is your weapon. Let me hold it like God. This is your weapon. Just imagine now, like I used to, when I go somewhere in the bush and I put cutlass in my car. People ask me, what are you putting the cutlass for? I say, I might meet something terrible in the bush. If I meet snake, this thing will work for the snake. If I meet somebody challenge me, if I drop cutlass, he will advise himself. Yeah. So you need to know your weapon. And people say, once Satan can get it off you, you are defeated. Amen. This is the thing that delivers. Amen. Ramon said, now, let's have 56. He said, and the devil, he can come in the church. Paragraph 56. He said, he can come in the church, he can use anybody. He come in as an impostor. Amen. He come in very slow. I begin to walk. You see, Ramon said, and he will snatch the church right from a man. Is that 56? Yeah. He said, that's the way the devil does. We get a little church started, everything just going fine. Now, how many preachers don't know this will be the truth? Just about the time everything is going along fine, some old impostor. Some of us are watching. When we see them, watch our monitored spirit as they move. And pattern, it happens like this. So if you say they come, you just dodge like this. Yeah, because... If you see they do like that for Pastor so-and-so, you advise yourself. May not happen like that to you. You know? You call me among the group, and the next thing you see, it tear to pieces. That's right. It's not the church right away from a man. If he can do it, see, that is the devil. He comes in like what? Grasshopper. Just like we read about this case in the time of the children of Israel. When the Midianite, the Bible says, they come like grasshopper. They come with their camels. They come with their all their animals. When the children of Israel are plants, just about the time for them to harvest. I remember something my brother told me. He said, you know, when we were having a particular project and we planted plantain and banana, and we're looking at the plantain, tomorrow we'll cut this thing. We have counted the seed there, 18. It just come the following day, we only saw two. Enemy has carried 16. Something that you are one labor for. I said, next time we go learn. If I'm doing that kind of prayer, I'll put somebody there, if possible, give and cut last. Yeah. Or put dog, they will not smell the house. Now, I'm just talking the physical, you know. So you see, that is the devil. He comes in like grasshopper and take what has been given. So don't be ignorant. Yeah, as we had it this morning, Satan doesn't like us. You have a project you are working on, he's going to say he will reap you. He will impoverish you. You are planning, you are doing your own. Somebody is thinking he will steal from you. Yeah. Devil is everywhere. If they inside mercy, if they inside genia, they will steal all your cement. Everywhere. You give them contract. Even in the church, may God have mercy. Until you can't trust somebody. May God be merciful to us. But you see, Brother said, Gideon, certainly he was a scriptural man. And when the angel of the Lord said to him, now, if you notice, he wasn't the angel of the Lord yet. I want you to watch what the prophet was trying to draw here. He said, the Lord, look at it, capital L-O-D. The same one that met Abraham in Genesis. Now, it was not an angel, like physical angel, like, you know. It was God. Amen. It was a theophany, you know, in a man, in the form of what? God. Like appeared to what? Abraham back in the wilderness. And looked like a man. So therefore, before a messenger, he was the angel of the Lord. And he appeared to him and said, thou mighty man of what? Valor. He said, he's going to take him and deliver Israel by him. And you know, Gideon asked that question. Now, what a scriptural man that was. That was the kind, that's the kind of man that God comes to. Amen. Somebody who knows. Amen. Gideon said, if God be with us, just like David, very woody boy. He said, this man is an uncircumcised Philistine. You just give me the chance. I will deal with him. He said, deal with, you won't deal with your papa. He said, this one is not papa, he's enemy. I will deal with him. Just give me the chance. If God be with us, if you are the messenger, then where is the miracles that the prophet told us about? As the prophet said, this is a time of action. It's not a time of playing church. He know everywhere God went, miracles do what? Follow. Can we say amen? Everywhere God went, miracles follow. He know that wherever God will be, miracles will be what? There. We don't need to manufacture it. It will come of their own. Amen. May God help us. Now, I don't know if you can get paragraph 80, my brother. He said that, you know, if God is with his people, and his people, you know, in his people, that person cannot err, but do the same thing that God did. Now, if God is with his people, and God is in his people, that person, are you there now? That person, whether man, whether woman, he cannot help but do the same thing that God did. Because it is not the person anymore. It is God in that man. And I bet any man that come and challenge that one, you made your water new. Oh, sure. It is no longer that fellow. It is God in that man. And so if that man sins, then God is not in there. Can we say amen? Yeah. If he loves the world, then God is not in there. And we know that God has no dealing with sin. Is that correct? He has no dealing with the world. Is that correct? Now, Abraham told us, I think in the message 6201, 24, have not I sent thee? and paragraph 70. Abraham said, the Holy Ghost feeds on the word. Amen. Holy Ghost, you know, they listen to all this. I don't want to be, this is perfect. I don't want to be singing some of those songs. As we hear it, it doesn't say all those boogie-woogie and nonsense. Amen. We thank God for good gospel music. Amen. In those music, there is power. There's inspiration. Sometimes you just, don't you consider it? Just consider it sometimes. When you play the tapes, what is it the tape that happened to you? There's something in the tape that happened. Except if you are not spiritual. When you play the tape, you want to be sincere. There are certain things that happen to your physical being. Me for myself, at least that one I know. Because I'm a transformed person. I know who I was before. I know who I am now. I know something. There are certain times in my life I would know something that just happened to me. And I cannot tell, but later I know that, okay, something like this happened. I know that, okay, maybe somebody just came here and I know it cannot be ordinary man. It had to be the presence of God. Something happened to me. It is beyond me. I cannot explain it to somebody else, but I know. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Now, Abraham said, if that Holy Ghost comes, it feeds on the word. Now, a preacher or a man or a woman, boy, girl that say he has the Holy Ghost and is listening to Boogie Woogie, does he have the Holy Ghost? You have the answer now. The man that says he has the Holy Ghost and he still fights his neighbor, does he have the Holy Ghost? Does she have the Holy Ghost? You find it very hard to forgive. Do you have the Holy Ghost? May God help us. Now, do you get that paragraph 70? I've not ascended. He said the Holy Ghost feeds on the word. And, you know, we find out before God sends deliverance, yeah, God bless you, to his people. Now, I want you to catch this now. For what is to follow afterwards, before God sends deliverance to his people, what does it do first? It sends a prophet to notify them. Amen. Now, point you to the prophet, because I want to make emphasis on something this evening before we close. And because most of the time, the people won't read. Yeah, this was always up on Wednesday. The people won't read and what? Study his word. They just simply go and join the church and let it go at that. They won't sit down and read. The Holy Spirit, he feeds on the word of God. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so when you get saved, the best thing to do, are you there now? You that want to receive the Holy Ghost, or you that have certain experience, where the prophet said you don't receive the Holy Ghost by faith. Are you there? You know, you can receive your healing by faith. Get what I'm saying? You can't receive the Holy Ghost that by faith. You have to watch. It's an experience. Something must happen. Amen. After that encounter, if you claim or you say something happened to you, maybe ask the pastor or whoever the minister was laying hands on you, the Holy Ghost came on you. Fine. When you go out, you will not smoke your cigar. You will not drink shepherd. You will not do all those rubbish and nonsense. You will throw it down. Something will happen. You know there's a transformation. Amen. Now, the prophet said, this is how you know. When you get saved, the best thing, you know, you do, you sit down and do what? You sit down with your Bible, constantly what? Read. That does what? It builds you. You see what God did. You are not reading Bible like some novel. You see, you are reading so you can do what? You can hang your soul on every punctuation in it. That's it. That's right. Because it is the word of God. And every time God says anything, you know how I punctuate it? Now, this is a prophet. I punctuate it with a amen. That's right. Which is, so be it. That's right. What he said is right, and so we ought to punctuate all of God's word with an amen. When God said, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not commit fornication, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not do all of these things. When you say you are saved, you watch your life. If you see any of these things in you, you know something, nothing has happened. As the pastor will say, when we go before physical mirror, you will not see another person. Now, I'm standing behind the associate pastor. The mirror day here now, it's me that I will see myself. If I see myself, I will run. Yeah, I'll see myself. Amen. That's the same way. You see, God's word, it gives you a mirror, a picture of your being, of your life, if you want to be sincere. You see, and so forth. When you begin to hear that, maybe in preaching, in the tapes, or wherever, you say amen. Now, Brother Brown said, I believe it ought to be this way. Just say amen to what he says. That does it. And so then, God has been good to them, and they do not deserve it. And then, before this great event taking place, we find out that the prophet was sent to them, and he spoke the word of God, the word of the Lord for him. And then we notice immediately, that is Gideon now, following that prophet's message, that's if you read verse 7 of that Gideon, Judges 6. That prophet message, you know, following that prophet's message, when Israel, when it come to Israel and said, I am God that brought you all out of Egypt, reminding Gideon, you know, I am the one that give you the land that you live in. I am the one that has done all of these things and that. You see, the prophet always points back to the great what? Supernatural God. Amen. Now, a real prophet of God, that is a real preacher in a pulpit. Can you say amen? So you believe that? A real prophet of God, modern time now, is the preacher behind the pulpit. Then everything that you say, that he says, why do we find it hard to do? Even if it is against our bitterest judgment. That's the one thing I've always prayed to God, help me. As long as it's your word, God, let me just find grace to surrender. Amen. A modern-day prophet is a preacher. And so a true prophet points the people back to the word of the Lord, the promise of the Lord, not the declaration of the church as made, or but a declaration that God has made. Amen. He pointed the people back to the word. So God spoke to this prophet, and they, the Midianites, are taking all that they had. The Bible told us they were impoverished. Is that correct? And you see, they were starving to death. And he said, don't you remember that I am the God that brought you out of Egypt? That prophet was telling Gideon, don't you know how I opened the Red Sea? How I fed, please take it up. How I fed your fathers for 40 years in the wilderness? Their garment did not go threadbare. Their shoe, think of it, it didn't wear out for 40 years. Who do you call God? You see, why? Professor was preaching this morning, oh my, the word of God is sweet. I was not thinking of many things. I say, don't we know the God that opened prison door for Peter? All this one, what did they do today? I see somewhere, one, they call it Alexa. Alexa, put off the light. Bah, bah. All this light will go off. You don't need human control. Alexa, open the church door. It will open it. Automated. It don't dare before. Alexa, help me mop my house. I don't know. Human being. Invention of man. Is it as we had in the morning? There's no wisdom that man do not have. Now God give him. Alexa, open curtain. He open curtain. Close window. He close window. Open my gate. So that's very nice. No wonder Baba said this generation is very weak. We get very weak and very wiser and in deep sea and say, God help. Now you see, it was, you know, the angel was reminding them how I broke the enemy around them. Did not I take out the Amalekite and everything else from before you? I am the God. Amen. Just turn back to me. See? Watch me. And remember always, or immediately after that prophet message, what happened next? God goes to work. After the prophet gives the word, then God does what? He goes to work on what? May God help us. I wish we catch that. When the prophet gives the word, God, it is now, when the preacher has done his own, it is now the responsibility of God to do what? To go and do the work. The work is not for the preacher. The work of the preacher is to say and preach the word and declare it. This is, thus say the Lord. This is what God say. Now, it is the duty of God to bring that word to pass. If it is healing, if it is salvation, whatever God has spoken to you, God bless you, Brother Mike. God bless you. God give you the desire of your heart. Whatever God has spoken to you, it's not the duty of the preacher. It's the duty of God to back it up. Amen. So you don't need to worry. First, it's got to come forth first. Now watch. And the word has got to be preached what? First. Just as you heard this morning. In Sunday school and morning service. Faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing what? Textbook? The word of God. That is what deliver you from every demonic power. That is what make you conscious to know where you are standing. And you don't just live, you know, half-heartedly. Amen. The true prophet stands with the true word of God and doesn't compromise on it anyway. Can you say amen? You see why they bring it hard? Amen. But it tells the people that you must be born again. You might think that you are born again, but you must be born again. You see, this message is very God, there's no church like this Malachi 4. That you look at the preacher in the denomination and say, you must be born again. They can kill you. He said, do you know I went to school? You are telling me I must be born again? You know how many fasting and prayer I do? You, do you even do one? But this message exposed devil. He exposed all of his trick. Exposed that what they are having here, nothing against the church. As the prophet will say, he said, but I got everything against their system. Just as we had in the morning, they give people book on how to pray. Thank God for that young Catholic man. He quickly came into that brother. Only God's fear, if he no key, he say, as that one they pray, you know they say amen. Catholic good prayer, it is say go help you. We've got something. When the prophet sometimes would say, I think it was in the message choice. Baba said, the way you choose your wife is the way you choose your church. And the prophet was thanking God and appreciating God for his own home church. He said that if it's a way, he can have confidence in them that the believers, when they come together, if there's a dead person, they pray, the person will come up. Amen. And the prophet was talking about, he said, you go and you hang your soul to another church that has not even got anything. There is a promise that these signs shall follow them that believe. When you are saying, there will nothing is happening in the church, your eyes never see. Many things are happening. You better be one of them that the thing is happening to. If you have not seen deliverance, I am one. I am a testimony. Oh, yes. If you have not seen God filling somebody with the Holy Ghost, if you know me before, I'm a bad man. Nothing good about me. Bad boy. But when Jesus comes, somebody can say, you're bad to reach me. Maybe I'm not bad to reach you, but I don't say God changed my life. Now, to go, you not go to physical things. You see God in many ways. Is it accident? Oh man. That is why for me, I know the fear by the grace of God. I know where I'm standing. If death comes in accident, that is the way God had ordained it. At least now that I did. Which is not me that brought myself. It is him. If it is me 10 years ago, I go fear. Yeah. But now I know something that happened. There's a change. If I'm going out and Satan is telling me, you go soon die. I say, you are not telling lie. Except if God don't know, say, I don't feel that. Before you know I'm finished, Saturday would have happened. I say, so get that. That is just as you had this morning. There's nobody that he doesn't talk to. Amen. But you give him the word back. Now, brother, say, you see, that preacher on the pulpit will tell them, you must be born again. I tell them, the promise is unto you and to your children and to them that is far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall what? Call. If he's a true word, prophet, it will be echoed this same word. Amen. Now, if he isn't, he will say, well, we believe that. Who is we? Not God. And his prophet. And God is angel. God is word. They say, the heavens and earth will pass away. Jesus said, but my word will never fail. Is that right? Now, if any man had to eat or take away from that word of the prophecy, you see, he said, the same shall be taken out of the book of life for him. And you see, the real true prophet stays with the word. Amen. And he begins to show them what was taking place. And immediately, God came on the scene. Immediately after the prophet message, God came on the scene. It has always been that God, now remember, God moves behind the prophet. If the prophet has got the word of God, for my own word, will not return to me void, but it will accomplish that which, you know, accomplish that from which it was sent for and the purpose it was sent. Amen. It will have to come. There will be a group that will just like throwing water on a dog's back. May I never be in that group. There will also be somebody there to get it because God is sending it. Amen. All kinds will be there. As the preaching is going, there are people just as the preacher was saying in the morning. Even as the preacher was going on, yes, battles were going on. Yeah, there will be people that say, this one will be for me. This one now your own. But there will be some of us that will say, Lord, just give us more. Just give us more. I'm very sorry. Help me. I will make adjustment here. I will do better next time. Amen. There's a purpose for every word of God that comes. Now, it must accomplish what it has been sent. You see, it has been proposed for. And you see, now, this prophet stood and prophesied. Now, the reason that God sends a prophet, the people get so far away from God. By tradition of elders and so forth. And they bring everything into the church that is what? Worldly. The first thing you know, they compromise a little bit. And that thing, don't they enter small, small. Soup supper. Did the prophet preach about soup supper? I'm making an answer now. Did he preach about soup supper? Did he talk about bongo game, card party, inside church, entertainment? They are bringing it now. I say, if you don't do the church services in the entertaining way, people will not stay. It is the word of God that keeps the people. Amen. I think we had it at the convention. Where, when you see Eagle Gaga, something is there. There is food. Let a food come. Look at this convention that happened year in, year out. You think it's the idea of a man? Even though if it originated from a man, God was behind it. Where, you know, the Eagle's food is, the Eagle will come. They will find their place. You don't need to beg them to come. Amen. But today, because why? It happened in the days of old. When Moses, God raised him up, other people won't copy. Nothing against it. If you do it the way he said it should be done. But by doing entertainment, you think you get the result. Lie. You get the people far away from God. May God help us. Now, paragraph 81. I think that's where we are now. You see? Now, I don't know if you can get the message, Revelations. Let me see if I can get that quickly. The prophet talked about those card parties and things. And that's what some of our young people now, they are looking for. This church, they know they don't see very well. Abi, they're looking for the place, they see very well. Nothing against it. But you just know what you are doing. Amen. Still one of my ministers, I said, I like how you did justice to that thing. Now, Brabham say you see, I don't know if 83. Now, 6106:11, Revelation, that's chapter 5, part 1, and paragraph 112. Paragraph 112. Verse 1, now, when we ever get to a place to think that the church, a beautiful church that we are trying to compare with the things of the world, we are trying to have a better basketball thing. Are you there now? A church. This thing, we find it in the world. But it is creeping into churches that call themselves message circle. Better what? Basketball team. I play basketball, if you, in case you don't know, and I like it. But when message deal with me, vice center. You see this argument we have about television or no television? Sometimes when people say, I don't look. Say, well, it is up to you. All of us, we have the way God reveals things to us. So the way God help you, you just go do whatever you want to do. I don't know. Now, we're trying to have a better basketball thing than the God's church. And we've got to have a better building than the God's. Until you see church, we organize. They will so Jesse. Say, living faith against redeemed church. So, which of the church is the devil's team? You see, we've got to have a better building. We've got to have a better bongo game. Now, small, they start. As the preacher was saying, small. We've got to have a better this, a better that, a better, you know. Let us have dinner night. Let us have youth something. I don't have anything against it, though. You can go and quote me if you do it right. But now, small, they start. When you are beginning to have all those programs, and you are doing all those things. I check it. Is it bringing you closer to God, or is drawing you far away from God? When you are in those, your extra activities that you give in the name of the church, is it drawing you to God, or is it drawing you farther away? That's a question you should ask. When you go to your dinner night or whatever, ahead, this recent, this one they used to do for marriage, bridal shower, God bless you. Now you do all those things. What is the motive of all those things? Is it glorifying God, or is it glorifying the devil? You see some funny things. So our people are beginning to copy from the world. In bridal shower, brothers too will group themselves and do their own. And say, this is the last night as a single brother. So do all the rubbish. And you call yourself a believer? May God have mercy. No wonder we see that the preachers will preach, will do everything, nothing is changing. Because why? Now, koni the thing they enter so.
Yeah.
Is it that the message do not want us to have freedom? No, he gives us liberty. But our liberty is in the confines of God's word. We want our own church to be better, so we design Saturdays. Let's have a classic music group. What is the intent of your music group? Amen. There was a time I used to sit there with some brethren, and you say, I stop. Yeah. I have a reason why I stop. What is the intent of singing? If your song is not to glorify people, you want to show you have a better voice, count me out. I'm not in that group. You want to show that, or you are angry instrument, you show that you play past the other person. Evil spirit, now they worry all of now. Amen.
Yeah.
Everything that we do is to glorify God. You see? Brethren say, why? How can we ever compare it with glamour and glycerin of the world? You see? The gospel isn't a glistering. It is what? A glow. It's just like a gold. There's a difference between a glitter and a gold. And you see, we go around, as I said, taking one corpse from one monk to another, changing members. And that's what the churches are doing. Is that not so? And things like that, you see, where? What good does it do us? We are trying to make it glitter. Until now, they say, let us bring game inside church. Let us have, when we organize activity, we'll just put, you know, basketball somewhere. We'll put long tennis or table tennis. Brothers to brother. I mean, is it not good? Or let's have soccer. Where we play the day for 30 minutes. We'll go out for 30 minutes or 1 hour and play game. All the tape that you hear, you just flush out. Oh, let's come to church. 30 minutes is too short for the praise and worship. It's too short for the worship. Let's give them 1 hour. It will not keep them. What will keep the people is the word. What has been keeping you people? It's the word now. With all the way the preaching is hard. If you don't find your level now, if it was not for you, but because it's for you, you are still here. And you not allow devil to rob us? Ah, no. Some of us will still guard it very well. The effort of this old man will not go in vain. Amen. He said, let us have a better class of sisters. Then they wear this eye issue. We'll condemn it. I said, yeah, we will condemn it. Because the word of God condemns it. Amen. And somebody was asking me, that's it, bro. Just say that you hold your hand. No be television. You call it that the prophet preached against television. The answer is not. I say yes. If Brother Bar was here in our modern days, maybe he would have condemned fool. But understand the context that he's using. I say, and that is what some people that don't know God, they will say, you preach against television. What are you putting in the church? Somebody asked me this question.
Yeah.
I said, you know the passage of scripture. What is the context behind it? That is the same thing. It applies to any man who have the Holy Ghost. The pastor doesn't need to follow you. Are you a daughter? Are you a baby? The pastor will follow you to see what you watch on your phone. If you claim you have the Holy Ghost will saturate everywhere. That is why the Bible said the Holy Ghost will tell you how to dress. You will not get angry with the Holy Ghost when it's condemning the short skirt, the tight skimpy thing, it's condemning Boko games, all these things. You have a $1 million organ. This other church, if you come our church now, we don't buy 10 million organ. And so what? If that organ does not glorify God, now nonsense. You better buy 80,000 organ that will glorify God. I'm just putting that as an illustration. You see, and we are trying to make it glitter. You know, fine big steeps, great fine places. We got to have a better one than the Methodist or a better one than the Baptist. We are trying to compete with the Catholic. We are trying to have bunko games. You see that? And what parties? Church, a party. Because they want to keep the people. They don't want the people to go. And that is where some of you want to go. That's where some of you want to marry. As father and mother, Baba said, you have a right to discourage your child. Is it a vote? Yeah, if it's going with the wrong boy or the wrong girl, you have the right to discourage it if they have not tied the knot. If not, you will cry tomorrow. I know what they talk. When it's not good for your daughter, you will cry. You will say, I wish I did not allow her to go. May God help us. But because you are looking for fine parties and all those things, it's all right. Suppers and entertainment and everything. You see, the church can never compare with the world. Are we there? Now, how can you and your church entertainment ever compare with Masonic Lodge or any of those people who can entertain? We cannot. Can we? They will bring DJ down. You see some message delivered wedding. Oh, God have mercy. I went to a wedding and they were doing DJ. I said, what? This is the thing I hear in circular meeting when I go. It only hurt our wedding. Until the church song, we don't want church song. That is why we show our rubbish in wedding. May God have mercy upon us. Hey, they give us heart. You still can't give us heart. You are apostle. You are going the evangelical way. Be here with me. You see, Proverbs says. You see, that is what? Their grants. Amen. And don't try to go over on what their grants. We have got something that they haven't got. Can we say amen? We have got something they don't have. We don't need to make it very decorated. That's why our pulpit is not like their own. It's old rugged cross. Yeah, we don't need to put shiny light. Like one brother told me, he said, I don't know that now. In message, we can put Christmas light. I said, nothing against that. It's just the motive sometimes. Amen. They put everywhere shiny flower, everywhere decoration. And you see, church is competition. This one looks, this man. I say, they build 50,000 auditorium capacity. Me, I will do 500,000. That's what they are doing. Oedipo has gotten 2 chairs. He has built five universities. Me, I will do 10. Yeah. Prabhupada said, that's not what God sent us to do. He said, to preach the word. That's why I said, when you come this kind of message, go tell them. As the associate pastor was saying this morning, it is their father's sky. I see that. I say, that's true. It is their fathers that the prophet was talking about. He said, if any of you, he showed that brother, I know before, sir, is higher than every one of them. All these people are this. If you follow their teaching and things, all of them, they will talk about Kenneth Eckin. They talk about the prophet too. They know their fathers, Kenneth Eckins and everything that they call their mentor, they could not contend with the prophet. But those are some of the people that we want to follow, especially we young people. Is that not so? We like the way they preach in the Pentecostal realm. They have the rhema. They have the anointing. There is no anointing yet. There is no anointing yet. We are blind. Amen. If you follow the word as the prophet said, study your Bible. Pray everywhere. You will see God. It's a promise. The signs we follow. Just as you had in the confession, sign seekers. As believers, we don't seek signs. It is the sign that will be following us. Once we have people, where are people that used to pray? Let us have those people. Where are people that know that they have the real gift of God? I'm talking of the nice spiritual gift. Let them come. Let us see them. Let them stay in prayer. Professor, it's time for action. It's time that we stop playing church. That we give us ourselves certain things. The condition in Nigeria, Lord, is it that God, you cannot speak? God still speaks. This thing that happened to me, many times they tell us, but because we are not spiritually alert, many things we don't understand. Sometimes it tells us in dreams. Sometimes, you know, it can just open you. Like the prophet would say many times, I have even experienced that. That you just carry the Bible and you just open straight. It's a message. You look, how did this happen? It happened this morning again to me. I don't open. This was where we just, well, the associate pastor read this morning. I don't open Bible and that one. So when we read that, what's going on? It happens like that. If you just set it down, it's a promise. But because we want to not copy, may God have mercy. There's nothing there. But the Bible says, we got something that they don't have. And what is it? We got Jesus in our midst. That was what he told Gideon. Thou mighty man of valor. I am with you. He said, then if the Lord be with me, why is all this thing befalling me? Why am I poor? Ask yourself. And ask God, why are they like this? Did you bring me like this, make I just suffer, die? That is not the will of God. Did you bring me sickness upon sickness? That is not the will of God. Do you bring me like this, trouble every day? That is not the will of God. Set and pray. If possible, if you need to take a retreat, take a retreat. Yes. Meet the servant of God. Say, join me in prayer. I want to go through this or whatever as God will inspire you to go in prayer. And maybe God give you an anointing to go on fasting. That's fine. You go and pray, God, this thing that is happening in my life. Maybe you cannot cut yourself. Hey, this time is up. You cannot cut yourself for some power of the enemy upon you. You yourself know that. Nobody know. This thing, I know that, Lord, except I'm deceiving myself. If you come and meet me in this condition, like for me, as I know, Satan is always fighting. And I tell God, Satan, I enter my finance. You need to do something for me. You know, they like this before. This devil, I go give him double barrel. In fact, if he's dead, I will release it upon him. I'll cock my bullet. Really? Something happened somewhere. How did I get it? Then, if you have made a mistake, he'll be telling you. You need to pray. Say, pray. May God help us. Let me like Gideon. Proverbs say, it is when the people get away from God that is when Satan comes. And a little time, we pray. Of course, God answers prayer. He answered that prayer. We come back again to the things of the world. But when we stay in the confines of his word, keep studying that word, because that is what our soul feeds on. That's what the Holy Ghost needs. That is what will combat the devil. Proverbs say, anywhere, any place, any time, under any circumstance, is this word of God. May God help us in Jesus' name. Shall we bow our head? Think of these things. Thou mighty man of valor. The gospel of God, it doesn't glitter. It glows. It doesn't compare itself. Holy Ghost doesn't compare. There's no comparison in Holy Ghost. Something that is personally revealed to you, you know for yourself, for yourself. Nobody can talk you away. You want to be remembered in prayer? Why? This time is all. That God will rekindle his love in your hearts. We rekindle the personal relationship that you have with him or you once had with him. Where are you now? Proverbs say, it is where you left him. That's where he's waiting for you. And you need the help of God. Say, God, I need you more than ever before in my life. My prayer life, my study life. My family altar. Something happened to my family altar. Family altar that we should have morning and night. We sing it like play in the church. Don't forget the family prayer. We think it's a joke. There's power in those things. Don't forget your personal consecration. Don't forget your personal prayer. Read the Bible. Play the tapes. Play songs and all these things. It helps your soul. It keeps you fortified. But someone said, come and just take away all those things from you. But like we said on Wednesday, if you need to write it sometimes on your doorpost, maybe it will help you so that you wake up every morning, you are seeing it. If you are sick, you are in trouble, put those scriptures. When Satan speaks, you remind him that God said like this. You want to be remembered in prayer while all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed? I ask the associate pastor to pray for us. God bless you, sir.
Shall we pray? Our Father, we are grateful unto you for your word that we have just heard. Thou mighty man of valor. Lord, there is no mortal that really could be a mighty man, because you are the Almighty God. Lord, what made Gideon a mighty man of valor is because the Lord has come to be with him. Aside of that, as Gideon himself, he was a coward, running away from the enemy and hiding from the enemy. But when you come to be with him, that's when he becomes a mighty man of valor. That's why your prophet said that one with God is the majority. Without you, we can do nothing. But with you, your word says we can do all things. Dear Father, we invite you to everyone's life. We invite you to every home. We invite you to every business. We invite you to everyone, dear Father, that you will take the lead, that will find grace to surrender everything unto you. You possess our entire being. Dear Jesus, when you give unto us the recognition and the assurance of your presence with us, then we can face any situation like Gideon did. He went further to prove that truly you are with him by asking the Lord to let the fleece of wool be wet and the dry and the ground be dry. It happened. The second day, he wanted a reversal for a confirmation, and you did it. With this assurance, he could face hundreds of thousands of people with just 300. This is when he now knew, by God's revelation and vindication, that truly is a mighty man of valor because the Lord is with him. Dear Father, this journey we cannot travel it alone. We need you in every decision. We need you in every situation. We need you in all our steps. We need you in our meditation, our day-to-day life. Every area of our life, our families, we need you. Be our help. May you stand by us. May you keep us, O Father. We pray, dear God, that as many as have not received your Spirit, may you visit them. Those who have received, may you grant us more of your presence. Increase our faith. Give us the confidence of the Holy Spirit. Lord, to stand in our positions as your sons and daughters. And Lord, to possess all our possessions. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Take away from every one of us every cowardness, every fear, every doubt, every unbelief. Drive them far away from us. Thank you, righteous Father. May your Spirit rightly place all this word into our hearts, that it might profit us. Blessed be your name, Father. Children that raise up their hand, definitely there's a request behind it, and those that came to the altar. Your word said that whosoever cometh unto you, you say you will nowise cast out. May you bless your people and grant their needs and desires, and turn every request to testimonies to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, righteous Father. Bless your servant and your views. May you lift up the honor of his ministry and that of the rest of your servants. Thank you for the entire day. We are grateful to you. Dear Jesus, this is a new week that we have not been to before. But we are following you, our God, who knows the end from the beginning. We pray that you clear from before us, Lord, every bottleneck of the enemy. All his traps, may you remove them from our way. Grant us a smooth week. Give us good and perfect health. Meet us at the point of our needs. Protect us in our going out and coming in. Watch over the workers. Watch over students. Watch over business people. May you prosper your people. Rebuke devourers for our sake. Grant our needs and our desires. May your name be glorified. The services of the week, may they draw us closer unto you. Our personal study and consecration and times of prayer, may they promote your kingdom in our lives. Thank you, righteous Father. Bless your people that you have used one way or the other to make the services of the day a blessing. Don't pass any of them by. Reward them according to their labor, dear Father. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we step out to go back to our homes, may your presence go with us. May your blessings be our portion. May we enjoy every day of the week and every hour of this week every minute and every second. Our night time may they be sweet, O God. Blessed be your wonderful name. Thank you, King of glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. May his coming gladden our hearts. The prophet in his own day, he used a projector. He used projector because he used to get some, what they call, they shoot some whatever that he used to project and watch. So that's what we are using this one for, in case somebody still have a question. We use this one to project the way the prophet projected. May the Lord be our help. God bless you richly. As for this pulpit, so, everybody may, when the preacher said, pray his whole time, because somebody said, this one will be small. All of you know that this one is a gift that was given to us. Because now, who they have before? We never get strength for this one, but this one is a gift. And they cannot give you a gift and you reject it. And God will certainly bless the people. God bless you richly. Yeah. May the week be wonderful unto us. There is something I've been seeing recently that the thing I don't understand yet. Music competition. As for that, I don't understand yet. Don't add in your face. I saw it recently. And I'm sure the people that I saw it from, they are also hearing me. So I'm just saying that I've never understood it. I don't see how that one will flush with the message. I don't know what the organizers. I don't see that one as being messagical. But may the Lord be our help. God bless you. May his coming glad in your heart. Shall we? In these closing days of time, what joy that glorious number 198. When I say God's behind our last weeping service again for the Lord.
Oh, we go wherefore.